This week on Vikings Huddle, we tag along with Stephon Diggs as he surprises one lucky classroom, visit Crayola Experience with Vikings cornerback Mackenzie Alexander to see all the great things they have to offer, and learn all about storms at the Science Museum of Minnesota for our Skoll Science lesson. It's all coming up on Vikings Huddle. And welcome to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Krings, and I am so excited about the show we have for you today. But first, let's meet Vikings rookie running back, Dalvin Cook. All right, Dalvin, let's jump right into it. Where's your hometown?
Miami, Florida.
Miami, Florida. What do you miss the most about that place?
The weather.
The weather. I've heard it's beautiful. Where'd you go to college?
I went to college at Florida State University.
Florida State, so you stayed right at home.
Yeah.
Okay, why'd you choose that college?
I was ready to leave Florida, but I wasn't ready to go too far.
Did you have an idol growing up?
Yeah, my idol was Marshall Faulk growing up.
Why?
On the best show on turf, and you know, it was just, I just love watching him play.
I have two more questions from you, and they actually come from some youth Vikings fans. Our first question is,
what is your favorite toy?
My favorite toy is, you know, I can say like little action figures. And my brothers, we collected wrestling mans, and you know, we painted them all white, and we put numbers on them, and we played football with them. So, you know, that was my favorite toys.
That's a great question. And our second question is,
what inspired you to play football?
What inspired me to play football was really my older brother. He was always a legend in my eyes. He played before me. And I always just wanted to do what he did. So, you know, I just kind of followed his footsteps. And, you know, I think I followed the right footsteps.
Wow, those were some great questions. Thank you so much, Dalvin. And thank you to our young Vikings fans for submitting those.
Now we're going back to Clover Ridge Elementary as this week Victor tests his math skills against the students. Welcome back to Mrs. Lee's fifth grade class. Today we have Victor going up against my friend Casey in a battle of multiplication. We've got 10 problems on the board, okay? Victor, do not write on his face. Okay. When I say go, you can get up and start competing. Are you ready?
Yeah.
On your marks, get set, go! And they're off. Casey looks pretty confident over there, but Victor, you're really cruising on this. We saw Victor compete earlier in different challenges, and I had no idea he could do math this well. I'm checking these answers. I'm gonna see what's going on with my friend Casey. Casey, keep up the good work. When you're done, I might have you double check a couple things, okay? You keep working. You're looking awesome. All right, class, what do you say? You gotta cheer on Casey. Boom, that's correct. Correct. I didn't know Victor was this smart. Casey, did you finish? Okay. Okay, we have to double check a couple things over here. Oh, boom, boom, boom. And you know what we've got up here right now? Perfect scores. Perfect scores. That's 10 out of 10 for Victor, and that is 10 out of 10 for my boy, Casey. Nice job up here. How was it?
Okay, I guess.
It was tough, huh?
Yeah.
Watch it have your classmates. Cheer them on, guys. Let's give it up one more time for Casey. All right. Okay. Thanks so much, man. You crushed this. You crushed it.
Next on Vikings Huddle, Vikings tight end David Morgan learns all about storms at the Science Museum of Minnesota. Plus, we will visit a group of elementary students with Stephon Diggs. Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. Now let's head out to the Science Museum of Minnesota with Vikings tight end David Morgan for our Skoll Science lesson about storms.
Good afternoon. How is everybody doing? Good. Welcome to the Science Museum of Minnesota, and welcome to a very special guest, David Morgan of the Minnesota Vikings. Come on out. Let's hear a big round of applause for our guest. Thank you all so much for joining us, and thank you, David, for joining us here for our show, Storms on Stage, where today we are going to be learning about the processes that lead to weather changes here on the planet Earth. We're going to be talking about the science behind storms. Now, for this first part of the show, David, I'm going to ask you to do me a big favor. I want you to stand right about here. And, oh, you know what? Nothing's cuter than a big, tall football player with a cute little umbrella. Awesome. So, hang tight. As we mentioned, water evaporates from the surface of the Earth. It rises, it cools, it condenses. It comes back down to the Earth in the form of rain, right? But what does it come down? What does it come down as if it's really, really cold outside? Anybody know? Absolutely, snow. And we know all about snow here in Minnesota. We get about 350 days worth of snow. How you doing there, Dave?
Cold.
Pretty good?
Oh, yes,
cold.
Sir.
It's like 100 degrees. Oh, it's cold. Yeah. You know what? We get enough snow. Let's give David another big round of applause for taking a little bit of, well, fake snow. All right. Now, next up, in our video, we saw a cloud. And a cloud is just a group of tiny little water droplets in the sky. But how is a cloud formed? Well, first we need vapor or water in the form of a gas. That vapor needs something to gather around particles in the air, such as dust, dirt, smoke, salt, any small particle will do. And then we need for the temperature to drop, and the result, David, is a cloud. Yeah. Pretty cool.
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, admittedly, this is not the way it happens in nature. All I've done is I've dumped a bucket of liquid nitrogen into a trash can full of warm water to create some condensation to simulate. Actually, you can actually pop your hand in there just like that. Yeah,
no, that's cool. Yeah.
Very cool.
Very cool. Yeah. Don't go too deep in there. Yeah. All right. In nature, the way it works is we have a moist layer of air close to the ground. The sun heats up that moist layer of air, and a little tiny water droplet is born, and a group of tiny little water droplets in the sky is a cloud. Yep, and given the right circumstances, lots of warm, humid air, heat energy from the sun throughout the day, our clouds can change from puffy cumulus clouds into towering cumulonimbus or thunderstorm clouds. So weather is always changing.
Now let's check in with Vikings play-by-play announcer Paul Allen and this week's KidCaster.
KidCaster time. Paul Allen, play-by-play guy for the Minnesota Vikings with, what's your name, buddy?
Brock.
Where are you from?
Excelsior.
Who's your favorite team?
Vikings.
Think we're going to win the Super Bowl this year?
Hopefully.
Same. Me too. Round of applause for my buddy about ready to cut loose with a play call. It's against the Chicago Bears. It's at U.S. Bank Stadium, so I know we won because we never lose to the Bears at home. Let's take a look at this play. You listen to my call, and then you're gonna do what I did, but probably do it better. 3-2.
Third and 3 from the 37. Barkley out of the shotgun. Vikings rush 4. Matt steps up in the pocket and is sacked. Barkley was sacked. He dropped it. Ball's bouncing around at the 20, and it's scooped up by Everson Griffin to the 5. Touchdown!
All right, here's the deal. Matt Barkley, quarterback for the Chicago Bears, fumbled. The ball was picked up by Everson Griffin at about like the 25-20-yard line, went into the end zone for a Vikings touchdown. That's pretty much it. Are you ready?
Yeah.
3-2, let's roll it.
Barkley drops back, and he's hit. Ball's loose.
Yeah.
Barr hits it away.
Yeah.
Chasing it. Everson Griffin picks it up at the 20-yard line, to the 10, to the 5, touchdown Vikings. Everson Griffin.
Give it to him now. Nice job, big boy. How about my man? High five. You are a KidCaster.
The Vikings are committed to giving back to the community. Let's see what they were up to in this week's community moment.
We're going into Red Pine Elementary right now. The kids wrote a book as a collective unit. I'm guessing they probably, from what I hear, did a great job. I'm going in there right now. I'm pretty excited, so let's get to it.
What a treat. Our students wrote a book this fall about the gingerbread man loose at the Vikings game, and how cool to get to see one of the characters in the story they made up come to real life.
Then the gingerbread man jumped out of Stephon Diggs' hands and ran to the 50 yard.
We've been learning and researching about Stefan and what we learned about him and his experience with the Vikings, and excited to get to meet him. And what a genuine, wonderful person, taking time and very comfortable with the kids and making some strong connections. And as you can hear, they really are enjoying him being here. So what a treat. Thank you.
What's your name?
Stefan Diggs is the best.
For my dad.
No worries. Tell him I say hello.
What up? You just, they're 5 and 6, and the lasting impact you have on them right now.
Oh, man, thank you.
So thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I have more fun than them, I promise. Click catch. Before I have to go. Well, I just want to say thank you for having me. I appreciate it. I appreciate the love and support, especially all those nice jerseys that you guys got. I like the pink one the most. But thank you, and I'll be back. I'll see you guys soon.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. It was real quiet, and I was a little worried. But we got in there, and I met all the kids, and they ended up giving me this great book. Things went really, really well. They read it to me, and I was really excited, so...
Yes, we are good. Especially the kid kissed me and the gingerbread man.
You know, I didn't remember too much but the good pictures that they drew, so I'll be here next time. Until next time, Red Pine.
You just have to tell me who you are. All right.
Thanks.
Time now for this week's mystery player. He was born in Augusta, Georgia. He went to Notre Dame. He wears number 22. He is a Viking safety. The answer is coming up shortly. Don't go anywhere. After this quick break, Everson Griffin goes from fierce competitor on the field to fierce competitor off the field as he takes on another contestant in this week's Are You Smarter Than a Player? Did you figure out who this week's mystery player is yet? He is 6'2". He weighs 218 pounds. He is Viking safety Harrison Smith. I hope you're hungry, because now we are going to head into the kitchen on this week's Nutrition Minute.
Hi kids, I'm Rachel, your dietitian, and today we're going to make a really easy snack called a parfait. Just need a few ingredients. We're going to start with some plain Greek yogurt. And I always advise people go with plain because it helps you avoid some of the added sugar that you find in other yogurts. So you just layer a little bit of that in the bottom of a cup. And then the next layer is going to be some fresh fruit. And here I've got pineapple, blueberries, raspberries, and grapes. This is a snack that you can really customize too. And if you have a favorite fruit, make sure you put that in there. On top of that, you're going to add some granola. And then you're just going to repeat all the layers again. So add another... a little bit of yogurt to that. Some more fresh fruit. And of course, you do want to try to eat all sorts of colors of fresh fruit, because you get different nutrition from the different colors. So blueberries, for example, are really good for your brain. And then at the very top, you're going to do two more things. You're going to take a little bit of cinnamon, and that'll give it a little sweetness and just a little bit more flavor. And then if you want to add some sweetness, because we went with plain yogurt, you could take a little bit of honey and just drizzle that right on the top. Just like that. So that's a parfait. Thanks for watching today, and don't forget to eat healthy and stay active.
It's time to see how this week's young Vikings fan does against Everson Griffin in Are You Smarter Than a Player? Welcome to Are You Smarter Than a Player? I'm your host, Allie Krangs, and with special guest, Everson Griffin. Everson, today you are taking on Faith. Now, here's the situation. I've got 10 questions. I'll ask them, and you'll both have the opportunity to buzz in. Whoever buzzes in first will get the chance to answer. If it's correct, you get a point. However, if it's incorrect, the other player will get a chance to steal. You guys ready?
Yes, we are. Good luck.
Okay.
First question.
Here we go.
What is the name of the cowboy in Toy Story? Everson.
Woody.
Correct.
Boom.
One for Everson. Which planet is closest to the sun?
Earth.
That is incorrect.
I was gonna say
Faith, do you know which planet is closest to the sun?
Jupiter?
That is incorrect. The correct answer is mercury.
I'm from Flint, Mercury, too.
I'm sorry, you should have said mercury and not Earth, then. In the movie Despicable Me, what is the name of Agnes, Edith, and Margot's father?
Faith.
That is not correct. I'm sorry, Fate is not the correct answer. Do you know the name of the man, very large, with the black coat? The correct answer is Gru.
Gru.
Gru. How many yards are on a football field? Everson?
100. Boom.
Bingo.
It's really 120 if you want to count end zone to end zone.
I love the extra information. However, we do not give out bonus points. Score is still 2-0. What are the three primary colors?
Red. Blue.
Mm-hmm.
Yellow.
That is correct. Okay. What is the name of the Disney princess in Beauty and the Beast?
Beauty.
She has a name. Unfortunately, I'm sorry, your answer is going to remain incorrect. Do you have any guesses? The correct answer is Belle.
Belle.
Belle. All right, Faith, you ready for this? What month is Memorial Day in?
May.
That is correct.
I know.
Tricky one. Okay. What Super Bowl are we hosting in Minneapolis in 2018? Faith.
52?
The correct answer is 52. Faith, you are on the board. All right, Everson, watch out. She is coming for you. Okay? What colors are in a stop sign? Everson?
Red and white, baby.
I go by Allie typically.
Uh-oh.
Correct answer is red and white. Last question. What did Jack and Jill run up the hill to fetch?
Some water.
A pail of water. Everson, we're still going to give it to you. Final score, 6-1. Faith, thank you so much for joining us today. But Everson, you are getting a W. Now join us next week to see who Everson takes on at Are You Smarter Than a Player? Now, let's see what this week's activity is with our Play 60 feature at Northport Elementary. I'm here at Northport Elementary, and we're getting ready for our Play 60 activity. Come on, you ready for the Play 60 activity?
Yes, I am.
We're doing East-West Medic today. Get ready.
East-West Medic is a game much like dodgeball, where we have the kids, and the reason we call it East-West Medic is that's the east side of our gym, and this is the west side of our gym. So the object of the game is to throw the ball and get the kids on the other team down. If you get hit with a ball, or if you throw a ball that gets caught by the other team, you need to sit down right where you got hit or where you threw your ball from that got caught. You guys ready to get started?
Yeah!
Yes! We're ready to go. This time, it's going down. Look out, look out!
About five kids left on the east side. Oh, River, he got you, River.
East West Medic is a total blast. You know, it's just like dodgeball, but you have someone to come save you if you need to.
I got you.
I was never good at this game when I was this age, so now that I'm good, I have to abuse all these privileges. Oh, you're out.
Oh, stop. Giovanni got hit. West side wins game one. All right, everybody go back to your side.
We have more coming up on Vikings Huddle. After this quick break, we'll go to Crayola Experience at Mall of America with Vikings cornerback Mackenzie Alexander.
Look at the sweat.
Welcome back to Vikings Huddle. I'm your host, Allie Kring. It is now time for our Vikings Explorer segment where we are visiting Crayola Experience with Mackenzie Alexander.
My name is Melissa Perez, and I'm here with Creole Experience, and Mackenzie Alexander is going to go through our whole attraction today. So, Mackenzie, today we're going to name and wrap our own crayon. We're going to start our own coloring page. Nice. We're going to paint with some melted wax. It's going to be a really fun day. Are you ready?
I'm ready for that.
All right. So, do you want to start making your own crayon?
Of course.
All right, let's do
it.
Where
do we start?
Over this way.
Okay.
So, what about Orchid? Do we like
Perfect.
Orchid?
Yeah.
All right. So, take your token. Put it inside the machine.
Light purple.
Light purple.
Works for me.
Well, now you have to wrap it, so we have to take it over to our wrapping station.
Oh.
There you go.
They actually have a legitimate wrapping station.
An actual
here?
Wrapping station.
Wow. And it will stick, you said?
Yeah, it should suck it down. There we go.
It worked.
All right, and then take your crayon and put the tip needs to be to the right. And there you go. Viking Nation Purple.
Vikings Nation. It's going to be like that all year, too.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Mackenzie, so this over here is Be a Star. And so it works kind of like a photo station. So stand over here. Here, we can choose different backgrounds, too. You can be in a skateboard.
I like that one.
You like that skateboard. One? All right. All right, and then you print it out.
Okay.
Check that out. Pretty neat, huh?
Okay. It must be a big fish he's catching. What up?
All right, done?
No, we gotta do this one.
All right, let's do it.
Be
you
a designer.
Yeah.
Yes.
All right, so do you want to design your own car or do you want to design your own outfit?
I gotta go with the outfit.
The outfit?
I'm kind of digging that.
It's sweet, right? All right,
yeah.
Let's do it over here. You can literally design it however you want. And then when you get up there, you can pick like accessories and all the cool stuff that goes with it.
I gotta get it. I gotta get a shoe game right too. We're gonna name the. They might have to make me a designer after this, you know, and I'd be part of my job too, you know what I mean?
Everyone's gonna be wanting this on game day.
No, I mean, it's like, you know, she might be going to a pinata party or something, you know what I mean?
Where are you coming down the runway yet?
Keep coming.
I just can't wait for you to wear this.
You see the Vikings Drive shoes, all yellows, limited edition. It's limited edition. Look at the swag. Got to save with the fall.
Oh, and the 20. And you can see your 20.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Definitely a Mackenzie.
That's definitely a look of mine, you know?
I love it. Well, thank you so much for coming out. Did you have a good time?
I did. I really enjoyed it, especially the last one.
The last one, right? You designed
it
pretty sweet. Well, I have a gift for you.
Ooh.
Since you haven't touched a crayon in a long time, you get a Purple Mountain Majesty to take home with you.
She's cute too, ain't she?
She's real cute. Well, thank you so much for coming out. Have a great season.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, come back again.
I will.
This was fun.
Now it's time to catch up with our junior reporter, who sat down with one of our favorite Vikings for an exclusive interview.
Who's your favorite Disney princess?
That's a good question. I don't have any. I like that question. I mean, I used to watch Dasso Raven, but I don't know if she's my favorite. Nah, she's not my favorite.
I don't even know who that is. I have no idea.
Okay, that's okay.
Does Goosebumps scare you?
Not really. Does it scare you?
No.
Yeah, we're tough. We're not scared of anything.
Have you ever played soccer? I play it a lot.
You play soccer? When I was around your age, how old are you?
7.
Yeah, when I was around 7, I used to play soccer.
Will you be my best friend?
Come on, Lena. Come on, Lena. Come on, you already know. We're best friends. We're besties. We're besties, by the way. So if you mess with her, you mess with me.
Now, I think they might have a job as a future reporter. Let's review what we learned this week on Vikings Huddle. We learned all about storms at the Science Museum. We got to see all the amazing attractions at Crayola Universe with Mackenzie Alexander. And we learned a fun, new, healthy snack. That will do it for this week's Vikings Huddle. Make sure you tune in next week when we head back to the Science Museum with Stefan Diggs. And we'll visit another great explorer's location with one of your favorite Vikings. See you next week on Vikings Huddle.